Geek Radio Daily for this Monday, September 15th of 2008. Good morning to you. Welcome to where you get all of your geek without any of that stupid weight. Because nobody wants any of that there nonsense. Hope you had yourselves a good weekend. It is time to get back into the swing of things. You're back at work. It's a Monday, and it's trying to kick you in the head. But don't let it kick you in the head, because Geek Radio Daily is here with everything you need to feel a little bit better. It is Monday. Going to be talking about some box office results. See what you watched over the weekend. We'll be checking the old geek mailbag. Of course, be taking a peek at some of that geeky news. Yes, indeed. You might have noticed that you only hear that one voice again. And why is that? Well, that is because the vicar is out on special assignment. That's what he likes to call it. Actually, well, let me tell you something first. Who am I? I am, of course, the dashing Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
Now, of course, the vicar, I said he's out on special assignment. That's just a polite way of saying, you may have noticed last week, he said that he wants to be a pretty, pretty girl. He's at home practicing that right now. Yeah, you don't want to see the pictures, and neither do I. In the meantime, let's take a peek at some of the old goodness going on tonight on the TV pages. Monday night on television. Ooh, yes, indeed. Tonight, CBS has reruns of all their big sitcoms. Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Just for the Vicar. Yes, indeed. Over on ABC, something networks just don't do at all anymore. They're showing a movie. And not just any movie, they're showing Batman Begins. ABC is taking 3 hours to show you Batman Begins. It's been on other networks all the... Well, you know, FX and stuff like that. But cool, still it's a good movie. New Deal or No Deal over on NBC, followed by a new America's Toughest Jobs where contestants load logs onto trucks. That sounds very exciting. Tonight on Fox, on a new Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, an episode entitled Automatic for the People, in which our Scooby Gang goes and investigates a nuclear power plant. That's right, you can't stop them. Tonight on the CW, on The Gossip Girl, an episode entitled The Dark Knight, in which they're trapped in an elevator. I see, get it? It's not a closet. It's not a closet, but I will pull out my gun. Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, apparently Troy is an American Movie Classics. Not Troy McClure, because by God, he is. But Troy, sure. Tonight on FX, they're showing SWAT. Guilty little pleasure for me. It's not a great film by any stretch of the imagination, but it's one of my favorite TV to movie adaptations. It's just pretty fun. Samuel L. Jackson, Colin Farrell, it's pretty fun. You gotta enjoy it. Well, you don't have to enjoy it, but they even throw in the theme song. They go, na 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 na. Tonight on the History Channel, it's Journey to 10,000 BC, which I'm guessing is a documentary about people going out to see that really bad Roland Emmerich movie. Best of my knowledge, that's how that works. Tonight, the Sci-Fi Channel, for those of you that may have missed it a few years ago, the Sci-Fi Channel is starting with a little mini marathon, and they're starting with the very first episode of Lost. So tonight you can understand numbers, Black Smoke Monster. What are you talking about tonight? Join us and you will see. Tonight on FMC, they're showing The Abyss, James Cameron. Hopefully it's the director's cut. If not, it's still a fun time. USA on WWE Monday Night Raw. It's Chris Jericho versus the CM Punk. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I'm watching anything this evening, it's over there on that there a Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight it's the story of a strong person who rises from humble beginnings to become an influential French fashion designer. Tonight, Shirley MacLaine and Malcolm McDowell star in Coco Chanel. Wow. Okay, sure. I guess Malcolm McDowell would be Coco Chanel. And why anyone is going to watch an entire movie based on Coco Chanel, I have no idea. Very quickly, it is Monday, September 15th. Want to say some happy birthdays. Josh Charles is turning 37. He was Dan Rydell on Sports Night. Loved the Aaron Sorkin Sports Night. Fantastic. Oliver Stone, our crazy, wonderful director, is turning 62 years old. And Jackie Cooper is 86. Jackie Cooper, Perry White, in the 1978 Superman. Oh, and also a child star from the 30s. So that's incredibly sweet. Very, very touching deep down inside.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Taking a peek at the Geek Radio Daily mailbag. Let's see what we have. All right. Hi, it's Valencia again. I have officially finished listening to every show listed on iTunes. I've even added a review. Just wanted you to know that I'm still listening. Valencia, I just want you to know that we are damned thankful for that. Valencia went over to iTunes, wrote a nice, wonderful review. And you can do the same thing, which is fantastic. It helps everybody out, and we do appreciate it. So thank you so much for that, and thanks for listening. Okay, Jonathan from Birmingham. Dear guys, I hope to God that they don't remake Daredevil. Give me a sequel like the Vicar says. Also, Vicar, for Lord's sake, keep your pants on while you're trying to type an email, because no one wants to see how talented you are with your junk while you're drunk. So here is an email, since you're an email whore. Oh, damn. You're an email whore? Wow. So until they make a keyboard big enough for Vicar to write emails with his junk without making a mess, make mine GRD. Thank you, Jonathan. I don't think I'm going to need any form of breakfast today. Billy Flynn, Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe was a fun read. What was more fun was when our Marvel RPG ran a campaign in the aftermath of the What If, that particular one. It was cool to create heroes in a world where none were left. That's from Tall Trent. You know, Trent, that's pretty damn interesting, dude. I'd like to play a campaign based in a former chock full of superheroes Marvel Universe. That'd be interesting. Hey, Billy Flynn, just in case you don't know, the BBC ran a one-off Torchwood radio drama on the day they switched on the Super Collider. It's available from the BBC website as a download. He sent us the link here. He says, all in all, I thought it was pretty good. Hopefully they can do more stuff like that now that Doctor Who is cool again. So until the Vicar finally revealed as the season's big bad, keep mine GRD. That's from Arrakis. Yeah, the Torchwood little audio drama. It's about 45 minutes. It's very, very good. He does send a link. We'll have it up there in the shows. And if for some strange reason, oh, there's a PS. If you can't download it from there, I'm not sure if it's available out of the UK. Well, it is. Let me know when I can hook you up. He must be talking about one of their special antennas. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I suggest you give it a chance if you like some Torchwood. Dearest Billy Flynn and Vicar, what is with this whole RFID and Mythbusters thing? Should we thank whomever decided to air parts of the security weaknesses? Should we thank them? Since so many more people have internet than cable TV, that many more people will know about any weaknesses than if it aired on Discovery. Yes, I agree with Daryl Huff, author of How to Live with Statistics, that the bad guys already know the tricks. Thank you, Corey. Corey sent a link about that. That's a note we had on the show. We talked about on the show that Mythbusters, they were out there, some of the gang, and at a security conference for RFID, and they're pointing out the flaws, and they're being, you know, threatened with lawsuits if they reveal what everybody knows is the weaknesses in their crazy system. So very, very strange. You can always go write a review. You can always send an email, and we would appreciate it. Go on over to iTunes, write a review, or drop us a line at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, and we would really appreciate that. We got your box office results, your box office results, and that look at geek news coming up next here on this Monday, September 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
This is Ray.
Sup?
Let's listen in as Ray hits on Sandra.
Excuse me, miss, but do you know karate? Because your body is kicking.
Now, let's listen to the same scene. Only this time, Ray is sporting a quality Geek Label t-shirt.
Yo, baby, I was wondering,
Damn.
Rejection.
What's up with that?
We can't really stop it.
Damn.
But we can outfit you in buttery smooth designs for geeks, gamers, and tech heads. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts.
Damn.
Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Follow the Path. The Bear's Grove Podcast, adult-level discussion of role-playing as a storytelling art at bearsgrove.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, September 15th of 2008. All of the geek without none of that stupid weight. Thank you so much for stopping by today. Billy Flynn flying solo while the Vicar continues to be a pretty, pretty girl named Vicky. Just in case you went to the movies this weekend, you helped add to this list, taking a look at your box office results. Without the Vicar, let's just go ahead and start this at number 10 and go on down. Number 10 was last week's number 7, Death Race, making $2 million. It's grossed $33 million in 4 weeks on a budget of $45. It's probably still going to make it. Don Cheadle's Traitor made $2 million after 3 weeks. It's made $20.7 on a budget of $22. That's a better movie than what you would think. You should give that a chance. Last week's number 1 is this week's number 8, Nicolas Cage, Bangkok Dangerous, $2.4 million. It's made $12.5 in 2 weeks on a budget of $45. It doesn't bode well. The Dark Knight comes in number 7 this week, the lowest it's ever been, $4 million. After 9 weeks, it's made $517 million in a budget of $185. They're all fine. Tropic Thunder is number six, making $4.1 million. It's made $102 after 5 weeks on a budget of $92. They're doing fine. The House Bunny, still doing well, $4.3 million this week. It's made $42 million in 4 weeks on a budget of $25. That's a stellar hit. Top four movies are all new movies. Number four is the remake of The Women, making $10 million on a budget of $16. They're doing just fine there. Number three is Righteous Kill, the Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, We Desperately Want a Paycheck. Film. It made $16.5 million on a budget of $16. It's probably doing fine. Tyler Perry's The Family That Prays comes in at number two. It made $18 million. It's a Tyler Perry film. It doesn't say what the budget is. It probably cost about $20, so they're doing just fine. The number one movie, The Coen Brothers' Burn After Reading, making $19.4 million on a budget of $37 million. They're probably going to be just fine there. That movie looks funny, and I do need to go see me some of that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a peek at the world from a geeky perspective. Speaking at a press conference for the DVD and Blu-ray release of Iron Man, Jon Favreau talked about what he'd like to do in a sequel and how to make it much more impressive if money was no object. He says, I would love to do some of it on IMAX. It's all a matter of dollars and cents for them. I would also love to do it 3D because 3D, just think of the hub. Think of the virtual space and what that would be like, the layers. How much fun would it be? It also drives people to see it in theaters. It makes it much more of an experience. It all comes down to how much it costs and what they get for it. So, Jon Favreau gets his way, Iron Man 2, IMAX 3D. Oh, I believe we have a phrase for that. Hells yeah. George R.R. Martin says on his blog that HBO has just exercised its option and purchased the television rights to a Game of Thrones. What they've not done is greenlight the project, okay? It's just that means it's in development. They're still budgeting, looking at locations, Spain and Czech Republic at the present. No decision's been made, but they have optioned it. George says, keep your fingers crossed, and we just might be seeing that. If global warming's taught us anything, it's that the sun is evil and must be avoided. Konami's bringing home all of the fun to the shore in its upcoming WiiWare game, Sandy Beach. It's a 3D sandcastle simulation in development and frozen code base. Enables players to wield a Wii remote and sculpture on miniature structure. You can enable crab mode. You'll have to protect your castle from invading vermin ready to collapse to the ground. Also has a co-op game as well as the ability to snap pictures and save them to your photo album. So yes, play in the sandbox and it will be so sweet. Clumps of material have adhered to the legs of the Phoenix Mars lander, and the clumps continue to change and grow. Science team has discussed various possible explanations for these clumps. One suggests that they may have started from a splash of mud if Phoenix's descent engines melted icy soil after the landing or during the landing. Another is that specks of salt may have landed on the strut and began attracting atmospheric moisture that freezes and accumulates. More than likely, it's probably just the blob, and once we go to collect it, we'll have to fight off the Martian invaders. But no, they've got some really cool video here on the link, and you can see this stuff changing, and it's just alien soil reacting to an earthbound vehicle, and it's really cool. Ever wish you could read an adventure on your commute and then run it for your group that night? Well, now you can, without the risk of gruesome highway death. The Return to Northmoor podcast presents a free D&D 4th edition compatible adventure in podcast format with a new session every other week. You can subscribe through iTunes. We'll have the link up, of course, in the show notes. Each episode hosts Tim White and Kim Stone walk you through an adventure session in a lively discussion format. The podcast presents an entire campaign from idea to character creation to each session of play. Written reference materials provided for you. And that way, listen to it on your way home. It's fantastic. A group of community farmers, some of them Amish, are challenging rules requiring the tagging of livestock with, wait for it, RFID chips, saying the devices are, quote, a mark of the beast. Michigan and federal authorities say radio frequency identification devices will help monitor the travels of bovines and other livestock diseases. Quote, using a numbering system for their premise and or electronic numbering system for their animals constitutes some form of a mark of the beast and represents an infringement of the domination over cattle and all living things. It's violation of the fundamental religious beliefs. That's according to the farmer's lawsuit that was filed last Monday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. So you can't have your steak because it's the mark of the devil. Bobby Boucher, it's the mark of the devil. Geek Radio Daily. Licensed under Creative Content Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 3.0 United States License. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. And don't forget to join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you check out the week-long show, GRD Weekly. It's fantastic. It's got everybody in there. Go by the news store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. And email us if you'd like at podcast Billy Flynn, Bicker, the Bruce, all here at geekradiodaily.com.
That's all the action for today, action fans. Join us again next time for more adventures with the Action League. They're plastic. They're spastic. They're fantastic.